You're listening to the NewChurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. If you haven't done so yet, we want to encourage you to check out Plus Membership on NewChurches.com.
Do it now!
And you know what? If you go to NewChurches.com right now, and you can actually download the newest ebook that we just wrote, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, Practices, Barriers, and an Ecosystem. This ebook is a free one for free members or plus members. And what's beautiful about it is that we are actually doing a deep dive into our research around churches that have actually multiplied in their first 5 years.
And this is actual research.
Yeah.
This isn't, I wrote an ebook in my mom's basement and I put it up for everyone and I'm trying to
get emails
This is real research.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this past week was Exponential Week.
Expo!
And there were, man, too many quotes to run through. We actually have a list of daily quotes, best quotes from each of the day. We'll put in the show notes for this podcast. Todd, what was your favorite quote or a couple of your favorite quotes?
All right, I got a couple. One was Albert Tate, "I didn't call you to comfort, I called you to kingdom."
Boom.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Stage. And I also liked J.D. Greer, "Jesus didn't call us to a platform, but to an altar."
Yeah, that's good.
Drop the mic.
That's
walk
good.
Walk off stage.
Well, our friend Bob Roberts, he says, "A pastor asks, how's my church? A missionary asks, how's my city?"
That's good.
Mark Batterson, "Don't let your budget determine your vision. You need vision beyond your budget." And it was funny how one of our guys on our team here at Lifeway said, "Hey, can we use that to determine our budgeting this next year?"
Yeah. No. Not so much.
And our friend Matt Chandler.
We are a ministry, but we are a ministry run by a business yes. model.
And our friend Matt Chandler, "Be you right where you are. That's part of God's plan." He always drops good ones.
He does.
Yeah. Well, that was fun. I mean, it was so fun to simulcast and to live stream last week's Exponential Conference. And this summer, New Churches and Exponential, we're actually going to do a special simulcast of all the main stage workshop sessions. So that's going to be coming up soon. We'll have more information on that as the months pass. But today, we have a question from Michael Graham. And he says this, "I am about to move to plant a church in South Carolina. I've been devouring your resources on books on church planting. My question is, how do you develop your launch team into leaders? Like, what are you actually telling and teaching them?" Okay, so how do you develop your launch team into leaders? And today it's not a voicemail because he submitted that as a plus member, but we are going to answer it anyway. Yeah. So how do you develop your launch team into leaders?
All right. You want me to go? All right, I'll drop. Okay, so I would say the first thing I hope you're asking this question and you're not launching for a little bit, because if you're like 2 weeks before your launch,
yeah,
man.
knowing Michael, because he's one of our plus members, he does have a bit of time before he launches.
Okay, but, good deal.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's insurmountable, but again, leadership transformation happens with an overlap of knowledge, experience, and coaching. You need all three. I don't know if I've dropped the analogy of driver's license on this podcast. Have I? Okay. So think about getting your driver's license. You have to do those three things. You have to display some knowledge. So you need to study a little bit, pass your written test. Then they're going to allow you to have a permit, and you're driving alongside of someone, getting actual experience in an actual vehicle. And then you're getting that coaching element. That person is sitting beside you and coaching you. And some of us never grow out of being coached. My wife continues to coach me on driving pretty much all the time.
Okay. When my wife and I were dating, we were visiting her family out in Toronto. And we were, you know, you learn, you're learning, you know, you're dating, you're learning one another. And I told her while we were driving, you know what, I really don't, I forget why I said it, but I said, you know, I really, if you're going to be in shotgun, right, then you need to, like, and you're navigating for us. I mean, you know it's not going to go well, right?
Already.
And you're navigating for us. You just need to tell me, okay, you need to get off at this exit. You don't need to say it over and over again and say, hey, in 5 kilometers, you know, kilometers in Canada. So 5 kilometers we're getting off and 2 kilometers we're going to get off and 1 kilometer, you know, it's there. And I told her that, right? And she was like, okay. Anyways, I missed the exit. Like a minute after I told her that. Oh, man. It was, yeah. I didn't do that again afterwards. She still married me though, so.
That's good. Does she give you frequent reminders?
She just smirks. She knows it was bad. No. All right, driver's license.
Knowledge experience coaching. And that usually can't be done if you're prepping for launch. Great. I mean, that's an ongoing thing. But you want to have those elements in place. So there's ways to do that before you even launch. So the teams and leaders that you're developing prior to launch, you can be serving in that community. You can be organizing events, whether that's social events or, you know, prayer gatherings for the new campus, whatever it is. Sorry, I said campus, but plant. Same.
Yeah. I mean, the important thing to catch from that is not just that Todd said, hey, you need to go do stuff before you launch. He's actually framing that in light of leadership development, right? So, I mean, if you're developing, in order to develop your launch team into leaders, it's not just about teaching them a class, which is the knowledge component, right? And it's not just even, talking about leadership back and forth, which is the coaching, but it's that experience, right? That experience in serving together, the conversations that come up as you are serving and preparing together, those things all are a part of the leadership development process. So don't try to separate out leadership development from actually preparing to launch your church.
Leadership
it can be deeply integrated.
Is not an event.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not a, hey, we're going to have a Saturday and everybody's going to come and get trained and you're done.
Yeah.
It's leadership development is a relationship, mm-hmm. which is why it's so important to model and manage that those relationships well and to get it out in front of it simply because you have to reproduce yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you seek to reproduce yourself and
not replace yourself, yeah. reproduce yourself. Some people will say replace and yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's reproduce.
Yeah.
It really is because replacing yourself, so many churches are in the state that they are because they practice leadership placement. Not leadership development. And there's a big, big difference.
What are the implications of leadership placement?
Leadership placement is warm body mentality.
Yeah.
Not weekly volunteers.
Yeah. That's good.
If I want to move from warm body to weekly volunteers, I got to stop practicing leadership placement. I got to stop running around looking for the holes that I have to fill and just saying, I got to fill this hole this week, not thinking about the person that I'm going to fill it with.
That's good.
And I know, hey
and
man.
If you don't care about the person, then it does lead to burnout or shorter retention on the volunteer.
Totally. Yeah. If you dump, there's 3 levels of shared leadership, shared ministry, sorry. Dumping, delegating, and developing.
Boom.
Dumping means I see you. You are a warm body. I see a hole and I throw you in it. And it really feels like you threw me in a hole, too, because you didn't think about me. You didn't think about the position and how we match up. You just simply threw me into it. And if you gave me any training at all, it was onboarding. And here's where the first aid kit is if something happens. Delegating is a little bit better because at least I'm looking at the person, I'm looking at the position, and matching those up, but developing means that I am I'm training you for something specific. I am treating you as a person who's developing, who I can, I don't know, just help get to the next place.
Yeah, for sure. So dumping, delegating, or
and
developing. Yeah. There you
and
go.
That's probably Howard Hendricks.
Yeah.
That's probably where that came from.
For sure.
I can't remember, but I think it was Hendricks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about this, right? You don't need to consider yourself the expert or, you know, like I like to say, the sage on the stage, but consider yourself the guide on the side. So as you develop your launch team, let's say, you know, you have to consider, is your worship team in place, right? So, I mean, think about worship team, for example. Don't figure out by yourself, hey, this is what the worship ministry is going to look like. This is how the services are going to be. This is, and don't try to figure it all by yourself, but say, okay, find the person who's going to lead your worship ministries. Pray with them, brainstorm with them, allow them to lead and go back and forth so that they're developing as much of an ownership as you. One of the things that I mean, it's clear in scripture, yet so many pastors across North America just fail to get it. It's Ephesians 4. Right? People, pastors time and time again that I've met, I mean, they think they're hired to do the work of ministry. Whereas rather in Ephesians 4, we see that we're called to equip the saints to do the work of ministry. So especially when you come to a church plant and planting your church, Michael, and as you get prepared for it, the tension, the temptation is for you to just do it, for you to create it the way that you want it, and then to find people to dump responsibilities off onto. But instead of doing that, find the team. As Jim Collins likes to say, you know, get the right people on the bus, right? So worship team, right? So who is that going to be? Figure out how you're going to fill those roles with that person. How about children's ministry, childcare, how that's going to look like facility-wise? You know, that those are opportunities for leadership development as you work out the details. What about small groups, right? Find the person who's faithful, available, and teachable. Find the person who can execute. Find the person, the volunteer, who has a passion to shepherd and pastor, and then begin coaching them and developing them. Use the resources on ministrygrid.com. We have guys like Bill Donahue from Willow, Steve Gladen from Saddleback.
Reed Smith.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these experts in small group ministry, use resources like that to train them in the skills, but then coach them. Right. What about evangelism? You know, appropriate evangelism strategies, vision. Do you know how to cast that vision? Right. We got Will Mancini recently. We filmed all the leadership pipeline. We'll have some more information on that on the show notes. But he filmed our vision competency tip to tail.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, use those types of things to train your leaders.
Absolutely. I would, you know. It's the biggest thing here is to have a framework to walk through, a specific scope and sequence, that kind of a deal. Honestly, we are not in the state that we are because we have a lack of information. If you Google leadership development, you're going to find so many. There's no lack of information. There's no lack of content. There's a lack of transformation. And that is because we give people a menu and not a map.
Yeah.
People need a map, not a menu. People need to know, this is where I'm going. This is the destination I'm headed to, but here are the stops along the way. Here's where we're going and how we're going to get there so that everybody knows where we're going, where they fit in. And I know you are probably listening to this going, hey, it's really easy to sit in a studio in Lifeway and talk about all this.
Yeah.
But you're more fresh off the boat than I am, but we've both done it in multiple settings.
And, and we're both doing it in our churches now.
Yeah. And we're both doing it now. So, we're just not getting paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
but you know, the big thing is, I know that Sunday is coming. I know that you need two people in that preschool class, no matter what, but you have to work to get ahead of it, or it will just continue to eat you alive, and you're going to continue to burn yourself out and others out until you can get that first layer of people.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds insane, but we all have, you know, some of our star people in those roles, and we're scared to death to lose those people. Well, if you invite those people into, you know, a higher level of ministry, and if you invest in them, then you're going to have a much greater return. I know it sounds crazy because they are a weekly volunteer. You're like, Todd, these are my one weekly volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, invite them into leadership and model it really well, and you're gonna have multiplication. I mean, the crazy thing is, you know, we all say we want multiplication, not addition.
Yeah.
But addition leads to multiplication.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As we close this podcast off, I just want to let you know that newchurches.com is a part of a Lifeway Leadership. And as a part of Lifeway Leadership, we actually offer a one-day consulting opportunity where we can come in and help you develop, you know, help you walk through audits. We're actually going to be doing that this week with a church out of Memphis, but where we'll walk through just where your leadership development process is and help you develop that plan. So you can email me, daniel@newchurches.com, for more information on that. And hey, you know what? If you have not yet downloaded the State of Church Planning Research and our follow-up research, which is that Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow ebook that I mentioned earlier, go to newchurches.com/register, fill in your name and email, create an account, and then we'll email that directly to you. Well, we'll catch you next time.